This is the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
Jeez, have I got a tearjerker right here for you. This is a story about Harry Scott, Amber. Harry Scott, he lives in the UK. He's 93 years old, and he is a widower. His wife died 6 years ago. He has no children. So every day, he goes to his local McDonald's, and he has a Happy Meal. By himself. Just because he likes having the kids around. And the staff love him, having him in every day. And it's all very nice. But he's very lonely.
Oh, don't.
Harry turned 93 the other day, Amber. And the Macca's staff went, "We've got to do something for Harry. I'll Haspot." Oh, I immediately regret
you
that nickname.
You ruined that whole story. For Hazza.
For Hazza.
For H-Dog.
H-Skizzle. His name was Harry Scott, keep in mind. I'm pretty happy with H-Skizzle.
That's horrid.
So they threw him a birthday party. They threw him a Macca's birthday party. And here's the best bit. Not only did they give him his Happy Meal for free, of course, they also gave him some shortbread and whiskey. He got whiskey at McDonald's. And that's the feel-good part of that story. Is that not the best? Imagine if you could go to Macca's and say, "I'm old. Jack and Coke, thanks."
Yeah.
That'd be the best.
But he's
old people are so lucky.
He's still lonely.
Yeah, but he's got Jack for a friend now.
Old people are so lucky.
Oh, they are. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez have been spotted out and about together.
Mm-hmm.
They were at a hotel bar having a drink, and Justin serenaded Selena at a piano. Now, this is an on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again couple.
Okay, we get it. And that to me is like a dangerous situation to be in.
It is. It's just, it didn't work those 8 times before, but I think this time's going to be different.
Yeah.
I know they're young, but come on, Selena, I want you to be smarter than this. So he plopped down on the piano in the bar, and if it was any other scenario, I'd say this was quite romantic. He sat down and started singing My Girl by the Proclaimers. It's a pretty great song, and that would have been pretty romantic. If it wasn't Bieber and Selena, they need to let each other go, surely at this point. So you're really torn because you know I'm right, but you're a big Bieber fan all of a sudden.
No, I think I've always been on Team Bieber.
So, again, you know I'm right.
When they first broke up, and they've gone their separate ways and they've sort of worked on themselves, I assume. Mm. But you are right in the on-again, off-again thing. Yeah. I don't like that.
I mean, if it was your two friends and you'd been there when she'd been crying in your arms and she's saying, "Oh, I hate him. Oh, God, I'm never going back. I'm never going back." And then she goes back again and you're like, "All right, I'll support her because she's my friend." And then you're back there again 3 weeks later.
Mm.
You would be exactly the same, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, it is easy for us to sit in this studio and
it's very easy
speculate.
For us. Yeah, that's my job, man. But
yeah,
that keeps the lights on at my house. So what?
Apparently, they were
say more words.
No, I don't. I'm like you said. I'm totally on the fence. I'm very torn because I think believers want to be like, "Oh my God, if they get back together, it would just be the best."
Yeah, but they're not gonna.
But as an adult.
And in 2 weeks, Selena will put up some Instagram posts about how she's a stronger person working on herself. And I'm losing interest in Selena.
Apparently, it was very mesmerizing to watch the two, and they slow danced. And
so, again, any other
really
scenario,
nice.
Don't you do that. This is bad. Oh. This shouldn't be happening.
Oh, are you waving a highlighter in my face?
Because I haven't got anything else. It's this or a snotty tissue. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, no, it is a bad. Bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad, Amber. You know that if
but
you
maybe
watch your
he's trying really hard.
Oh,
to be
this
a better
time
person.
He's going to be different.
I know.
Amber, story out of Memphis. Oh, I thought it was UK.
Okay.
Oh, this scares me even more. I was there only a couple of months ago, Amber. Oh God.
Is it relevant where the story comes from?
Yeah, it'll depend on what accent I used, won't it?
Oh, okay. Here we go, guys.
Amber, it hasn't happened yet. That you and I have called in sick on the same day. Obviously, from time to time, we might need a day off here and there.
Mm-hmm.
If our voice doesn't work, we can't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If this happened to us, both of us could be at 100% health. We ain't coming to work.
If what happened to us?
A half-mile spider web blanketed a Memphis community, and it was full of spiders. So picture this.
No.
You wake up like you do every day.
I don't want to.
You go out the front. You're ready to jump in your car that you've parked on the doorstep because you can't walk all the way to the road. And there is a half-mile blanket spider web. Blanket! Blanket and spider web shouldn't ever be used in the same sentence.
How? Like, they must have just taken overnight to...
I have no idea. The only thing I can think of is every now and then spiders have been known to, like, I think it's when it's really rainy, they'll, like, encase a tree.
Okay,
and then the wind picks it up.
So I refuse to walk under trees, like, most of the time, in case there's, like, a spider who's made his little, like, coming down from the bottom of a tree. So if you're walking on the footpath under a tree, I'll walk on the road. I hate it.
It really makes you a joy to walk with, by the way. Here's a quote from a local resident. When I got up this morning, it was like... Wait, let's start that accent again. I don't know. I think I went Irish really quick. When I got up this morning, it was like spiders all on my door that were coming in my house.
Ew.
Local resident Frances Ward said, you can't even sit in her house because they're all on the wall, on the door. We've been killing spiders for about an hour now.
Ew.
I just don't want to leave this room at the moment because I'm scared that there's going to be a blanket of spiders outside.
Oh, 13, 12, 16. Can you call and confirm that there's no spiders around town at the moment?
Amber, it's a fairly well-established fact that I'm a pretty rubbish man.
Correct.
Oh, geez, you answered a little bit too quick for me on that one. But now that I own my house, I'd like to do a little thing, few things here and there, and it makes me feel kind of manly, okay?
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
I'm not a stranger to Bunnings these days.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong, I still feel like a rubbish man when I'm at Bunnings, but I'm having a go, okay?
Yeah, good for you, actually.
I'm down there. Should have seen me the other day. I was measuring up stuff in my lounge room, figuring out I'm going to put some floating shelves up, wall mounting the TV, going to cover some cables so that a rabbit won't chew through them. See? Rubbish man already.
Yeah.
So I'm at Bunnings yesterday. And I'm like, Jesus, I am just so manly.
Oh, my
walking
God.
Around, I'm lost as all hell because that joint's massive. And
it's massive.
I don't even know what I'm looking for most of the time. I need like one screw and like, where's one screw, please? They're like, really? I'm in there yesterday. And again, when I'm out and about around town, it's not uncommon for me to just be singing to the radio that's on.
Sure.
Whatever's playing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if... People can either think I'm crazy or they'll know who I am and be like, he's on the radio. That's what he does. He sings.
Just walking down the street like, ain't nothing going to break my stride.
Yeah, pretty much. If that's playing, then yeah, I'm probably going to strut to it. The problem is I also do it unconsciously. I don't notice when I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So yesterday in Bunnings, while I'm pretending to be really, really manly, I didn't realise that I was actually singing along to Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17.
Ooh,
so I'm just sitting there. Yeah, not when you're trying to be manly in Bunnings. He was no more than a baby then. And I'm like, oh, God, I really need to stop doing this. But the moment that I first laid eyes on him, and then I'm like, I'm in Bunnings, singing up a storm.
Oh, that's so good.
Amber, have you ever seen those web pages that there might be a BuzzFeed one that'll have life hacks on there for you?
Yeah.
So there might be, use the sticky part of a post-it note to clean between the keys on your keyboard. You're like, that's a good idea.
Ooh, good life hack.
Use bulldog clips to organise the cords on your desk. Most of them, they're like, you're like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm probably never going to get around to doing that.
Yeah.
One that I'm sure you've seen is make perfect grilled cheese by just popping your toaster on its side.
Ooh.
Have you seen that one? And it'll show just this picture of two pieces of bread with cheese on top, perfectly melted. And you'll be like, yeah, that's genius. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
A pensioner in the UK had that very thought when she was forwarded this list and damn near burnt her kitchen down.
The poor love. What happened?
She followed the life hack that whatever website had, popped the toaster on the side, bit of cheese, bit of bread, and before you know it, Amberino, there's the picture for you.
Oh.
On fire toaster, on fire kitchen, and one
hopefully
unhappy pensioner.
Not an on fire little old lady.
No on fire little old lady, just one hungry little old lady. Amber, Will Smith and his wife Jada Pinkett Smith have just come up 20 years married.
Oh, that's so good.
That's right, especially for a couple that are plagued by divorce rumours pretty regularly. And it's got to get frustrating. I know Big Willie has also had a few rumours about his sexuality thrown around as well.
Yeah.
But
shame.
They come out stronger at the other end,
mm-hmm.
or so you would think. Will was asked what the secret to his long marriage is.
Okay.
What would you speculate? Like, your parents have been together for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
All yours.
Friendship,
and
I think, is a good...
Friendship? Yeah, that's great. You've got to be your best friends with your partner.
Yeah.
That's a great answer, Amber.
Common interests.
Yeah, it's got to help.
Like, I think I'm my parents' common interest.
Of course you are. They were like, yay, she's 18, she can leave the nest. Why is she constantly here? What's going on? Do you have a house?
I need to be fed.
Maybe if we get her a stove. Will, we've been married 20 years and we've been asking ourselves, what's the secret to marriage? And really, at the end of the day, all it is, it's not quitting.
Okay.
Okay.
Perseverance.
So it's not the most romantic answer, but he goes on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect it'll be easy, Will continued. It's like our marriage was the most difficult, grueling, excruciating thing we've ever taken on in our lives.
Oh, wow.
And you know, we're just not quitters. Cop that, Jada. Mother to Will's kids and...
So basically, marriage is a pain in Will's backside.
Will doesn't seem to be the biggest fan of marriage, but he just seems to be too stubborn to give up. He's like, I've taken on aliens, I have, I've taken on drug dealers, I mean, I survived with Uncle Phil.
I mean, I wore some hideous clothes in the 90s.
Oh, no, the Fresh Prince is not divorcing. That's basically all it seems to come down to.
Wow.
I reckon he's actually looked at his bank balance and gone, 20 years, half is a lot. Half is heaps of what I've got. Story involving Snapchat, so I might need your expertise because I'm a fan, but you are a bit more of an expert than me.
Big fan.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got a video last night of Amber's boyfriend drinking a beer. Thanks for that.
Excuse me?
You sent it.
Oh, okay.
So you send that many, you don't even remember.
He was eating chops. I thought it was funny.
Chops and a beer.
I know.
It wasn't a waste of my time at all.
And he didn't know that I was filming.
We've been over that ridiculous game before. Amber, this guy was suspecting his girlfriend may have been cheating on him.
That's unfaithful. Unfortunate.
Yeah, so he hatched a plan where he's like, I think it's this mutual friend of ours.
Oh.
So what he did was he set up a new Snapchat account using this mutual friend's name.
Okay.
And so he just pretended. But now, from this point, I'm not quite sure how he did it. There was a bit of back and forth with Snapchat. He must have been using the chat feature.
The chat feature, yeah.
Because before he knew it.
I mean, because he didn't get a face transplant to look like the guy.
Look, it's a pretty short article. It doesn't mention any face transplants.
Yep.
I'm not saying he didn't do it.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that he didn't.
Yeah, okay. Let's assume that he didn't do that and he just used the chat feature instead.
Yeah.
Because before he knew it, the girl was sending him some semi-clad snaps.
Took the bait.
And he was quick on the screenshot too, might I add.
Ooh.
He's got a... They're published right here. He then chucked him up on Facebook on the mutual friends page and said... Oh, g'day, mate. These were meant for you. I'm done with her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that cold?
Public as well.
If that happened to some friends of mine and I saw this happen on Facebook...
Get the popcorn out.
That is exactly what I was going to say. I'd be like, oh, my God, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. I think I need to film this because I'll just be screenshotting just every comics like, this won't be here for long.
Oh.
God, I love a Facebook car crash.
Yeah, you love other people's misfortune, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Amber, remember all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut?
Oh.
It used to be in town here, didn't it?
Yes.
I remember we used to come down from Hopetoun for, a bit of a treat.
Right.
The whole family. Now, this is how it works, remember? The whole family, you go, how many people for all-you-can-eat? You'd say four. There's four of us. They charge you four times.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get, all four of you would go in.
For all-you-can-eat.
It's pretty straightforward concept.
Correct.
A woman in the United States from Chicago is not that bright. She saw a deal like this at her local pancake kitchen, at a Denny's it was. $4, all-you-can-eat pancakes. Pretty straightforward.
Wish I saw that $4 all-you-can-eat pancake sign at Denny's when I was in the States.
Well, I'm sure that you and your friends would have understood that each of you would have had to have paid $4.
It's $4 per person.
Yeah. She went, get in the car, kids. $4 and we're going to eat pretty all day.
Eat pretty. She's from Chicago.
I can't do a Chicago accent. It's really hard. Okay. So in this story, she's an absolute redneck. So she starts to, you know, share this $4 plate with her family, and Denny's staff are like, no. You got the all-you-can-eat, so you have that.
Mm-hmm.
If your family wants one, they're going to have to pay their own $4. I mean, I know this is fairly steep, what we're asking. And she went, no. I paid $4, and we are going to eat
share
all we can
one
eat.
Plate.
She started kicking up a fit, police were called, and she got arrested.
Aw.
Yeah.
So she would have had to have been bailed out, right?
Yeah, probably. So the savings she made by, you know, feeding her kids $4, I'm guessing was several thousand dollars to buy her.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, no, I'm guessing she's not the richest of people.
No.
But then again, she's also not the smartest.
No.
Amber, we were talking earlier about last night how we went to see the new Hunger Games movie, Mockingjay Part 2.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
So good.
We absolutely loved it. There was a little incident during the movie that, first of all, I should congratulate you. Stayed awake through the whole thing.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
I knew she wanted to be praised for that.
By the end of it, my boyfriend turned to me and goes, well done.
Yeah.
Stay awake. I had a coffee before I went, therefore I didn't sleep till about midnight.
Yeah, I had the same mistake.
Yeah.
But during the movie, we were in the second from the back row.
I mean, the cinema was packed last night.
Chockers.
Everyone obviously had the same idea. Let's go on Sunday. Let's wrap up the weekend.
We were the second back row. And these clowns wanted to sit in the second front row, and I went, that's crazy talk.
Yep, so we did what you wanted, of course, yeah.
Because your idea was stupid.
Okay. Because I wanted to be right up the back. Brilliant.
So the people behind us,
uh-huh,
bit chatty. There was probably five of them,
mm-hmm,
just very chatty.
And
they were going for a while, and I was sitting there, and I'm like, oh, I want to tell them to be quiet, but what if they know who you are?
Yeah.
There was just a lot of things going through my mind.
Yeah, no, same.
And I was probably wrestling with this for about 15 minutes,
same.
I reckon.
And I even turned my head and looked at them like,
oh, just, you did a dirty look.
Yeah, like twice I reckon I did that. Just like, can you please shut up?
But you didn't say anything. You just did the look.
Yeah.
Another bloke came to our rescue.
Sitting in the same row as us.
Oh, was he in our row?
Yeah.
I thought he was over the other side. Okay, no. So he said to this group, he's gone, you guys going to talk or watch the movie? Oh, thank God I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry. And Amber's like, Amber says, oh, God. Amber's like, bloody oath. And I cleaned that up a bit, might I add. Bloody oath. Yeah.
Well,
watch the movie or talk. You were like, have you ever seen someone who's about to get in a fight in a bar and then his mates hold him back and he's like, yeah, you're lucky they're holding me back, mate, because ha, 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 what I would do if I wasn't being, yeah, yeah, you better run, walk away, walk, yeah.
All right.
You were like,
that was painful.
You were like a blister, just showed up after the hard work was done. Hey, Amber, I've got a letter here. It was a letter to the editor. We love them.
Love them.
A lot of the time, they're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
This one just made me chuckle a bit,
okay,
but it got me thinking. I want to read it to you. This letter is more of a confession than anything this old man says. A guy thing where you don't even know where the tea towel lives.
Uh-huh.
My partner of 40 years unselfishly decided to have her feet done, and she's been in hospital for the past 3 days. She's doing really well, and I still don't know where the tea towels are. I must be sexist. It's my fault. Why have I left it up to her for all these years? God knows. But I've looked for the tea towels all over the place and I just can't find them. I've failed kitchen hygiene 101. I've failed the man-woman equality thing. Anyone know where I can get disposable tea towels before you know who comes home?
That's so funny.
That's Brian from Fern Tree Gully.
I love that he sort of recognised that.
He's like, I should know where
these
are.
Yes, that's so good.
I remember when I lived with housemates, there was a day that was pretty uncomfortable when I had to admit I didn't know where the mop was.
Oh,
never
so
had I used it.
So you had like 2 years of mopping to catch up on because you just very openly admitted to never having used the mop.
Oh, it was either the mop or the detergent or something like that where I'm like, yeah, I don't know where that is. These days, it's my house, so I put everything there. I know where it all is.
Yeah.
But 13, 12, 16, I'd love to hear from the men. What don't you know what to do? I want to hear some confessions.
Have you had to sheepishly approach your partner? And
you're like, we've been here for 5 years. You don't know where the broom is? How dare... 13, 12, 16. I'd love to hear some confessions as to things you should know how to do around the house, but you don't, because you've just left it too long, and now you can't ask. Emma, a man from Ferntree Gully, has written to the editor, to The Age, to admit, this was in The Age, to admit that after 40 years of marriage, his wife went into hospital for a few days to have her feet fixed. And so, gosh, he's working hard.
Hey.
And he doesn't know where the details are.
Do you think that, like, a letter to the editor in The Age is, like, the 70-year-old man's version of Facebook? like admitting to not being able to...
I think you might be right, actually. That's a big status update. So we wanted to know on 13, 12, 16, we wanted to hear your confessions. What don't you know that you should?
Because this old mate didn't know where the tea towels were while
his wife
was
sick.
Didn't
know where the tea towels were. So... 40 years they've been together. He's like, oh, I haven't done the dishes in 40 years. This is bad.
Joining us on 13, 12, 16, we've got Emma. Hey, babe.
Hi.
Emma, have you got a confession that you'd like to confess to us?
I want to confess something that my dad did.
Okay, that's fine. You can throw him under a bus.
Perfect.
So, obviously, he's lived with my mum for like 30 years.
Yep.
So everything is in the same spot always.
Yeah.
And I moved out. And about a year after I'd moved out, mum went away for the week.
He that's dangerous.
He had to ask me where the can opener was.
The can opener.
I was 400 kilometres away. And I said... Dad, that's in the second drawer. Where it always is.
The thing about that is, I'd speculate that it is in the second drawer in every house. Top drawer, cutlery, obviously. Second drawer is your spatulas, your tongs and your can openers.
Yep.
And he didn't know this. He really doesn't cook, does he?
No, he does not.
So, you know, mum's away... So he's pretty much just admitted that he's having canned soup for dinner every night of the week that mum's away, but he doesn't know how to open the can of soup.
Yep.
And these days, I reckon, A, he should have just ordered a pizza, or B, go to the supermarket and realise that, oh, wow, these new tins have all got ring pulls on them.
Thanks so much for your call, Emma.
Thank you.
Hey, and if the can opener is in the second drawer...
Yeah.
Tea towels are in the third drawer. Is that where you keep your tea towels?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You are spot on. And bottom drawer, plastic bags.
Bin bags.
No, literally just shopping bags.
No, that's weird.
That's all I got. Bin bags under the sink. God, you're a peasant. Amber, last night I was out at the Redcliffs pub hosting bingo, which is what I do on a Thursday night. And I love it because we get the backpackers in from the Mallee Inn next door.
Yeah.
And they're big fans of us. They love us.
Oh, great. G'day, guys.
It is really cool. And every week, without fail, someone will ask me for a shout-out.
Okay.
And I lie to them and say, no, what time are you listening? Yeah, no worries. Got your name written down. I'll remember that.
If we had to remember everyone that asked us for a shout-out...
Generally, the rule is why we don't do shout-outs is because it doesn't offer anything to any other listener.
Correct.
It's just for you. That's not really what we do. We're all about the people, not the person.
Is this, exception?
They gave me a reason to.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there doing, and they asked, cool, we'll give you a shout-out. I'm sitting there doing bingo, and I'd said 49, let's say, and they're like, what? My 49. And they go, was that 39 or 49? I'm like, oh, sorry, I forget that I've got a bit of a bogan accent. 49.
Yes.
And one of them yells out, hillbilly! I'm like, you just called me a hillbilly? Oh,
excuse
me. I'm like, geez, I thought you'd been in Australia long enough. I thought you might have recognised the bogan accent by now. I mean, you're in Redcliffs. Come on.
Correct.
A little later, they're back to it. Can you give us a shout-out? Mate, can you give us a shout-out? Oh, can you give us a shout-out? There was a fair few English people there.
Ringo wasn't there, don't I?
There was a fair few English people there. And I'm like, okay, who am I giving a shout-out to? The Tractor Squad.
The Tractor Squad?
I'm like, I'm sorry, are you the one who yelled out that I'm a hillbilly and you're asking for a shout-out for the Tractor Squad, the most hillbilly gang I've ever heard of?
So g'day to the Tractor Squad.
So g'day to the Tractor Squad.
Listening in your tractors this morning.
Yee-haw, you crazy hillbillies. Amber,
yes.
This is probably my favourite story of the week, and I'm glad it's rolled through and we've found time for it.
Okay.
Because it's brilliant. I also will say, please save your complaints until you've heard all the story.
Okay.
You might think I'm laughing at something very serious when I'm not.
Okay.
Amber, Sydney police were called to a domestic violence incident.
Right.
This week. Again, save your complaints, hear me out.
Hold it.
around, this was last weekend it happened, several police cars were rushed to an apartment after they heard reports of a woman screaming hysterically and a man yelling, "I'm going to kill you, you're dead," and furniture being thrown. "Save your complaints, I'm not done."
I'm starting to panic.
Save them.
Okay.
Close your email. I'm not done.
Okay.
Police found a man out of breath and rather flushed, opened the door, and this exchange happened. "Where's your wife?" the officer says. The man who's flustered says, "I don't have one." "Where's your girlfriend?" the officer pressed. "I don't have one." "Save your complaints, I'm not done."
Okay.
"We heard, come on," he says, "come on, mate, what have you done to her?" Then he starts to look a little sheepish.
Oh.
"It was a spider," he says. "A really big one." "What about the woman screaming?" the police officer asks. "Sorry, that was me. I really, really hate spiders." This guy's going between, "I'm going to kill you, you're dead! Ah, ah, spider! Ah." So they're all the neighbours are hearing two sides of this exchange. It's all the one crazy man.
Oh, that is so funny.
And they, sure enough, they looked around, and this is from the police. They inspected the unit to be sure, finding nobody injured other than the spider, the officer.
So this guy, who's terrified of spiders, felt the need to call the police.
No. The neighbours called because they thought it was a domestic violence situation.
Got it. Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
So unless you're the RSPCA, I don't want to hear you complain.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.